Chapter 2. A Rich Businessman. One day, Ernest was working in his fields. Suddenly, a neighbor came to him and asked, "Did you hear the news?" "No. What news?" Ernest replied. The neighbor continued, "People say that there is a great man in Newport. He looks like the Great Stone Face. People call him Mr. Gathergold. But I don't think that's his real name. Anyway, a long time ago, he used to live in this valley. He moved to Newport and started a business." Ernest was very happy to hear this news. Ernest asked, "Why do people call him Mr. Gathergold?" The neighbor said, "Well, long ago, he was very poor. But he started a business with just a little money. He is very smart and became very wealthy. He trades with people in many countries. From Africa, he brings back gold and diamonds. From Asia, he buys carpets. He also brings back spices, many kinds of tea, and also pearls. He is a very successful man," continued the neighbor. "Some compare him to Midas. You know the Greek story of Midas, don't you? Everything Midas touched turned to gold. Well, some people say that everything Mr. Gathergold touches becomes gold. Anyway, there is a rumor now in the valley. Maybe Mr. Gathergold will return here." Ernest was very interested to hear this. "He has so much money now. I heard he might return to his native valley and build a large house. You know that really beautiful area beside the river next to the Johnson's house? A long time ago, Mr. Gathergold grew up there. People said there were plans to build a huge house there." "Really?" Ernest said. "I want to see this man. I hope he really looks like the Great Stone Face." Many weeks passed, and many builders came to the valley. They started to build a house beside the river. Many people came to watch them make the amazing house. After many months, the house was finished. It was the most talked about thing in the valley. "Did you see the house?" people asked Ernest. "Yes, I did," Ernest replied. "Isn't it amazing? Mr. Gathergold must be the man we have waited for." The building was really amazing. From a distance, it seemed to be a white shining star. When a person walked closer, one could see huge pillars at the front. It was made from very expensive marble. At the front, there was a huge door. It was made from the finest imported wood and had the most beautiful doorknobs. Everyone was very curious about this house. "What does it look like inside?" they wondered. One man, a builder, said, "It is more beautiful inside than outside. The furniture, carpets, and curtains are all imported. Mr. Gathergold's bedroom is the most amazing. There is gold everywhere. It sparkles so much. I guess he couldn't sleep without gold around him. Everyone, including Ernest, was ready to accept Mr. Gathergold as the legendary man. They all waited for his arrival. In the valley, many people asked, "When will he arrive?" "He is expected to arrive at sunset today," others replied. Everyone was impatient. Ernest was impatient too. He longed to see the human face of the great stone face he loved. Ernest thought, "When he comes, he will do great things for the valley. He is rich, so he can do great things." Sunset came, and many people gathered to wait for the famous man. Ernest was waiting with them. Suddenly, there was the noise of wheels moving along the road. "He is coming! He is coming!" someone cried. "He has finally arrived!" As the carriage passed by, Ernest saw the man. He was very old and had small eyes and thin lips. "He looks just like the great stone face," some shouted. "Now great things will come to us here in this valley." Ernest watched the carriage go down the road. Ahead, there was an old woman and two little children. They were begging on the side of the road. As the carriage passed them, Ernest saw a yellow hand poke through the window. The hand threw out a few copper coins at the beggars. Ernest was now very disappointed. But still, people cried out, "He looks just like the great stone face." Ernest thought, "He may look like the great stone face on the outside, but his heart does not resemble him at all. The old man seemed cold and selfish, but the great stone face is generous and kind." Then he turned to look at the great stone face. The stone face seemed to speak to him at that moment. He said, "Do not worry, Ernest. One day he will come." Many years passed by, and Ernest grew into a man. But every day, he still spent time looking at the stone face. In fact, some people said, "Ernest still spends so much time looking at the great stone face. It is a little silly." Other people said, "Let him do it. He does not neglect his daily work." But nobody really knew Ernest. The great stone face taught him many things. The things he knew, he could never learn from a book. From the inspiration of the stone face, he developed his knowledge, his way of life, and his character. He was one of the wisest men on earth, but even Ernest didn't know that yet. Many more years passed by. Mr. Gathergold died one day. All of his money disappeared just before he died. Everyone thought, "What happened to his money?" But these questions were never answered. After a while, people did not compare him to the great face. Eventually, he only became famous for one thing, his very large home. This became a hotel. In the summer, many people stayed there and went to see the great stone face.